So anyway, let's take a look at the other side of this, folks. For those of you who do not know, especially young people, if John's got any young listeners out there, I'm compelled to inform you from the generally unknown truth that the word liberal has a proud heritage and was originally a word that described men who were the political opposites of modern liberals. The word liberal was forcibly stolen and corrupted by evil men who intentionally perverted the use and meaning of the word. In the long-forgotten past, the word liberal described honorable and principled men who held to a philosophy of government that advocated constitutional republicanism. Constitutional republicanism is a type of government almost unknown to most of the world. America was originally a constitutional republic. A constitutional republic defined is characterized by a very small government with limits on its powers of taxation and whose other powers are strictly limited by rigorously enforced constitutional edicts. But modern liberals are nothing more or nothing less than communists, socialists, and dictators. You know, the ideology of this, the people that we're in the battle with, they don't think like we do. Modern liberals, the new liberals, they promote, they advocate, and they enforce the centralization of all political power into an all-powerful central government. The honorable list of the old liberals of the 19th century are probably spinning in their graves right now over the outrageous corruption and the modern use of the word liberal. So I'm going to get into the ideology about this new liberal and how they think, because we don't think that way. And this is what we're at war against. At the most basic level, the liberal is anti-God. He is an intellectually dishonest, unprincipled, mentally immature, spoiled child who is forever in search of a world without moral consequences. That is why the liberal makes the state his God. The liberal worships the state. The liberal attempts to use his God or government to eliminate all moral consequences for immoral behavior in the name of justice. The liberal also pretends to make his God, the state, level all people so that the wise or the beautiful or the geniuses will have no advantage over the unwise, the ugly and the simpleton in the marketplace. The liberal calls this tyrannical state of government utopia. The liberal vainly imagines that freedom from moral consequence can be secured by the collectivist totalitarian state. They use moralistic platitudes and catchy phrases like social justice and the brotherhood of man to appeal to the naive masses who are duped into believing that the ultimate goals of liberals are genuinely benign and beneficent. However, at the root, like the prince on Machiavelli's greatest work, the single moral principle that liberals adhere to is the continual accumulation and centralization of all power. The ideologies of liberals must inevitably end in worldwide totalitarianism. I hear the music? Yes, I do. Okay, we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Statman on the National Intel Report. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the other side of this break. Be right back. Okay, back to this ideology. Folks, this is what we're up against. We're in a war here, and we're in a war for the mind. Jones has said that many times on his show, as you know, but he's right in that respect. It is a war for our mind, and in that regard, we need to fight harder, because in their mindset, the ideology of the new liberal is so terrifying. I'll continue with this. All non-sexual individual freedoms are despised by the liberal. Why? Because those kind of individual freedoms, such as economic self-reliance, demand moral responsibility, of which they have none. The fundamental power struggle of liberals may be classified as the individual versus the collective. The liberal supports the collective in every contest against the individual. The individual must be relieved of all power in favor of the collective. And all power must be centralized. Liberals hate individualism because it demands moral responsibilities. And liberals support collectivism because they hope to eliminate the need for moral responsibility. the United States Constitution, and specifically the support for rugged individualism, which is evident in the Bill of Rights, is the enemy of the liberal. The liberal despises the United States because it is the premier protector and promoter of individualism in the world. In the mind of the liberal, all institutions and concerns, schools, environment, courts, etc., serve no relevant purpose other than the promotion of collectivism. And in the depraved thought processes of a liberal, abortion becomes necessary to guarantee sexual freedom and eliminate moral consequence. The basis of traditional healthy psychology is to help individuals take personal responsibility for the choices that they have made and to help them make better choices in the future. The basis of modern psychology, as defined by the liberals who are members of the self-deluded, isolated, and ill-educated professional class living in their government, finance, socialist ivory towers, is the elimination of moral responsibility. And in order to advance their agenda, liberals create an atmosphere of crisis and fear that is used to justify their collectivist oppression. Liberals love to go to war against other nations, for it is during times of war that they are most successful in getting the most oppressive legislation passed in Congress. If you check your history books, and you will see that every major war America has fought in the last 100 years was started by a liberal or a statist who philosophically supported centralized government. Any religion or religious person who believes or teaches that there are moral consequences for sin is the enemy of liberalism and must be oppressed. Western nations and Western civilization have produced more liberty and more prosperity for more people than any other culture in history. Christianity is the foundation of the culture upon which Western civilization was built. A genuinely Christian populace will reject collectivism and support individualism. A genuine Christian populace will live moral lives, and thus they will support governmental policy that encourages individual, personal, and moral responsibility. A genuine Christian populace will reject collectivism and centralized government. A morally debauched populace will look to the government to support them and shelter them from their bad moral choices. Thus, for the collectivist liberal bent on imposing socialism upon a nation, Christianity is the number one enemy above all other enemies. Christianity must be eliminated. And besides, or despite, decades of spectacular failure, in nation after nation, the liberal clings to his collectivist dream because it is far more than a theory of government. It is, for him, a religion. The liberal seeks to dominate any institution that can interfere with, weaken, or destroy individual parental rights. Thus, you will note that liberals completely control and dominate public schools, child abuse agencies, pediatric associations, welfare departments, social service agencies, and all the non-government organizations that feign concern for the welfare of the children. I hear the music again, bottom of the hour. Boy, that's flying by. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Statman of the National Intel Report. See you on the other side, folks. Phone lines are still open. 813-9443. Be right back. All right, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Statman. Wow, Mike, I thought that was going to be the Rolling Stones there, and it turned into a completely different song. I was going to segue into that by saying we're talking about the devil right now, but then it switched gears on me. So getting back to this, folks, why are liberals completely in control and dominate the public schools, the child abuse agencies, the pediatric associations, the welfare departments, the social service agency, and all the non-governmental organizations that feign the concern for the welfare of the children? Because in order for liberals to impose their socialism upon a people, They must determine the ability of the people to govern themselves according to God's moral law. And to accomplish this, they must weaken the main support of morality. Strong families are one of the greatest threats to the final goals of liberalism. The total disintegration of the American family in recent decades among some ethnic communities has occurred as a direct result of the design and intention of liberals. Feel the hate. Hate is good when directed at these demonic liberals who are avowed enemies of God, of family values and freedom. The liberal applauds the imprisoning of homeschooling parents who dare to raise their children outside the normal of collectivist public schools. Private ownership of guns is the single greatest symbol of individual power and therefore is despised by liberals. All individual freedoms demand the responsible behavior of the individual and therefore demand a moral code. And liberals despise freedom because they despise morality. The liberal loves Bill Clinton because of who he is, not in spite of who he is. The liberal despises the national sovereignty. Why? Because the best production of individual freedoms is found in small, decentralized governments. The liberal promotes the growth of multinational and international governments such as the European Union and the United Nations because these organizations advance the causes of socialism and seek to destroy the very individualism that is best protected by sovereign states. The liberal fears any hint of individualism in any part of the world and is obsessed with a centralized control of all human activity and thought. Thus, the liberal constantly seeks total control over all forms of media. The internet is driving liberals crazy with fear that more people will start thinking for themselves and demand limited, decentralized governments in nations around the world. Multiculturalism is the code word for a single, oppressive, collectivist culture. The root word of culture is the word cult, meaning religion. Christianity is the only religion that finds a perfect balance between allowing mankind maximum liberty within the guidelines of clearly delineated moral absolutes without the need for an oppressive state. Because a genuine Christian populace will be self-governing in a matter of moral issues, and there is no need for an all-powerful government to police an unruly populace. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal, presupposes the right of individuals to own property. The eighth commandment is therefore the foundation of Western capitalism and the engine of our prosperity. This is another reason why liberals hate the Bible. If liberals are successful at transforming America into a totally multicultural, i.e. multi-religious non-Christian society, we will lose our freedom. Liberals speak often of tolerance, but they only tolerate liberals and liberal ideas. For instance, liberals hate Christianity, and conservative Bible-believing Christians are persons non grata in any gathering of liberals. Liberals are extremely intolerant concerning Christianity because of its insistence upon personal responsibility and moral absolutes. Liberals know a society without moral absolutes and a society without strong emphasis upon personal responsibility will fall like a ripe apple into their greedy socialist clutches because self-reliance and rugged individualism are traits that are only found amongst moral people who come from strong families. The liberal seeks to criminalize any speech that promotes morality or individualism as hate speech. Thus, we see liberal judges and liberal courts outlawing the Bible and gutting the free speech provisions of our First Amendment, the Constitution. Liberal judges are now declaring that the Bible's proscriptions against homosexuality are illegal. They're hate speech, and Scripture is now in the process of being outlawed from any appearance in public discourse or the public square. If one speaks in favor of individualism and against affirmative action in the public forum at work, liberal judges and liberal courts are now saying that such speech amounts to intimidation of minorities and is prohibited by law. Environmentalists lie as a matter of course. Why? Because environmentalists have a false god too, whereas the god of the liberal is the state. The god of the environmental extremist worships the creation rather than the creator. This warps their thinking. As a result, they become anti-human. They fall into all kinds of errors, such as elevating the rights of animals above those of mankind, whereas the Christian worldview teaches men that they are to be good stewards of the earth and all its creatures. The Christian worldview instructs men that they are to be kind to animals, but they are not to elevate anything above the value of human life. Why? Because the Bible teaches that mankind is the crown of God's entire creation. The Bible teaches that man was created in the image of God. Thus, human life is profoundly sacred and highly valued, far above that of any animal or wilderness or wetland or swamp. Thus, genuine Christians who hold the biblical worldview will know that private property rights trump the claims of the EPA nature Nazis on how to regulate the farmer they use on private property. Genuine Christians who hold to a biblical worldview will know that these watermelon environmental extremists have no right to tell a man how to use his own private property unless it can be proven that the owner is doing damage to his neighbor's property. The liberals' only method of debate is to appeal to the emotions of miseducated and illogical persons. Liberals seek to insult and discredit anyone who dares to disagree with them, especially in a college classroom. Why? Because the facts of logic and history do not support the agenda they are seeking to advance. These folks are the people that we are in the battle with. These are the people, and whatever, you know, propaganda and pollution and poison that has been put in their minds over decades, if not generations, has caused us to be looking at what we're looking at today. When possible, liberals oppress anyone who questions their beliefs. Now, is that liberal? Liberals despise all innocence, especially the innocence of a child. Thus, Hollywood liberals seek to steal the innocence of our children as early as possible, and the public schools assist them with that goal. Liberals seek to sexualize our children, eliminate the age of consent laws, and promote the normalization of pedophilia, all in the pursuit of sexual freedom. In the liberal mind, your freedom is their oppression. Private property and individual wealth is integral to individualism and the enemy of the liberal. The liberal hates you. The liberal seeks to replace a moral worldview with an emotional worldview. For instance, if you protest that it is wrong for them to steal your money via confiscatory taxes or forcibly collected to support welfare programs against your will and give it to persons that you do not know or do not care about, liberals will counter your argument with an appeal to the emotions of the listeners. They will drone on about how we are the wealthiest nation in the world and surely we can afford to make sure that the children in the ghettos of America are afforded free dental care. The liberal typically chooses a career in a field that produces nothing of value. A liberal will look for employment in a field such as public education, an employee of local, county, state, or federal government, an activist, a lawyer, or a bureaucrat in a tax-free foundation or a non-governmental organization devoted to advancing liberal goals, etc. And then the liberal will use government to extract wealth from others by force, via the power to tax. The liberal do-gooder programs enrich liberals and do little to actually help the poor. The liberal despises masculinity as a symbol of individual power. Feminist groups are about lesbianism, socialism, and hatred of men, not equal rights for women. Liberals are perfectly willing to destroy you financially, remove your children, and imprison you for what you believe. They are not open-minded and tolerant. They are viciously intolerant of any divergence from the dogma of the left-wing ideology. They are perfectly willing to subject you to a liberal version of an Inquisition, and the penalties of this modern Inquisition are no less severe than the penalties doled out by the original Inquisitors. These modern Inquisitors will use the full powers of the government, the police state powers, without hesitation, in order to enforce the decrees of their priestly class. The justices in black robes. Who are the justices in black robes? They are the federal judges who have been highly exalted and lifted up. By who else? Liberals. Far above all other men as final arbiters of what is right and wrong, thus taking the place of God. And that is the real goal, the ultimate goal of all liberals. They want to displace and dethrone Almighty God. Liberal emulate their father, the devil, inasmuch as they likewise want to be God, just as Satan promised Eve in the garden, "Ye shall be as God." knowing good and evil. So as is the liberals' lust for power is driven by their desire to determine good and evil for all mankind, apart them and without respect for Almighty God. Liberals fear technology and change because neither can be centrally controlled. Liberals not obsessed with sex, but with promiscuity. Promoting promiscuity among the masses is the primary mission of the liberals who control the Hollywood, the television, and the print media monopoly. Why? Because liberals know that the twin pillars that support conservatism and family values and faith in God, by promoting promiscuity, liberals know that they are simultaneously attacking both the main support pillars of a rugged individual, and liberals know that a man of sterling character and discipline who is moral, God-fearing family man has no need of state support in the form of welfare programs. And liberals know that such a man is a dedicated and formidable enemy to those who are determined to foist socialism upon the nations of the world. Liberals despise the suburbs as a manifestation of individual prosperity, private property, ownership, and the independent family. Liberals say that they despise marriage and family because they are patriarchal institutions that oppress women and children. But the real reason they despise marriage and family values is because these institutions oppose, disapprove, and limit promiscuity, thus undermining one of the principal supports for liberalism. Liberals are never satisfied with the current level of power they have gained over the lives of individuals. They are compelled, internally driven, to control every thought and detail of every human activity, and they will never stop until they have condemned the entire world to live in a hellish slave camp under the heel of a socialist bureaucrat boot, otherwise known as a one-world government. Liberals seek to control public schools and force all children into them in order to foster promiscuity and instill collectivist ideology into the minds and hearts of our children. Other diseases kill many millions more people, but liberals are obsessed with AIDS because it is a moral consequence of promiscuity. Liberals are more committed than conservatives because their policies or politics is also their religion. Liberals are obsessed with demonstrating their putative moral superiority. Thus, even though they live their lives without really helping anyone, the political activism they engage in is dedicated to convincing themselves that they are truly good people. Liberals are driven by the need to validate the unspoken assertion that I care more than you do, which is ironic in the extreme since none of the government programs liberals have designed can be shown to have an overall positive influence in our society. And mark this, whenever a liberal expresses concern for the children, invariably they are using and targeting children to expand their own power, to promote promiscuity, advance collectivism, and enlarge their personal income at the expense of the taxpayer. Because collectivist policies is their only morality, liberals have no problem with decent oppression or violence in their pursuit of collectivism. Liberals are elitists who exempt themselves from the oppressive rules that they impose on the general populations. Liberals howl if a homosexual transvestite or a convicted felon is even slightly offended, but they openly bash Christians. How hypocritical is that? Liberals dream of a return to a centralized 1940s urban environment. They would have us all ride a bus from a small, dirty, big city apartment to an 8-to-5 union job, as it was in the old USSR. And perhaps now you will understand why liberals support every form of public transportation, whether buses or subways. Liberals believe that wealth is static. Liberals believe that anyone who makes money must be stealing it from someone else. Liberals do not understand that in a free market, wealth is created and is constantly expanding. Liberals do not understand the simple dictum that a rising tide lifts all boats. Liberals do not understand that the free market lifts the economic conditions of all men. Liberals do not understand that it is the creativity, the ingenuity, and the hard work of self-made millionaires who creates better products or a better service and thus a better life for all mankind. A rising tide does indeed lift all boats. Liberals claim to be against violence, but make excuses for liberals like Lenin, Stalin, Mao, and Castro, who murder and torture political dissidents. Liberals claim to be against violence, but they seek to disarm individuals and render them powerless before the thugs, the thieves, and the murderers who rule the inner cities. Liberals claim to be against violence, but they are liars. Liberals only oppose violence when it fits their agenda, but they are perfectly willing to use violence to advance their agenda. Liberals have enormous compassion for criminal predators, but little for the victims. In a liberal world, all problems stem from individualism and all solutions are collective. Liberals believe that passing religious values to children is a form of child abuse. I've just given you 60 different reasons. We're going to go to break here in a minute, folks. But I've just given you 60 different reasons why liberals have a completely different ideology than we do. And as I read this, I sat back and I was listening, or I was watching, or I was thinking to myself, go back during the campaign when Trump was running for president. Go back and see what kind of outlandish maneuvers that were being made. Some of the things that people were doing, handcuffing themselves to cars, like that girl out there on Shea Boulevard, blocking traffic from getting to a Trump rally. Just outrageous things being done. This is who we're dealing with. This is who we're in battle with. And this is who, if we lose to these same people, we're going to be living in a life of hell. No question about it. 1984, George Orwell, the boot that's on your face for the rest of your life.